Think about your day for a second. How many decisions have you had to make before you started listening to this podcast? Are you someone who plans your decisions, or do you make them up as you go? In fact, listening to this podcast was a decision in itself, and I'd say it's a pretty good one. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes life feels like this never-ending task list. You cross one thing off, and in 10 seconds, 11 more things get added. Decision after decision after decision. Well, here at Street Level, we found that many people were worried and planning their futures, especially in these totally precedented times. From college, to job hunting, to money, to housing, the list goes on and on. Hey everyone, it's Tykira, creative editor right here at Mountain Sauce. And we invited four multimedia journalists to create podcasts in response to this season's theme, Growing Up. Today, we'll hear from Fadi, who asked the question, which was better, high school or middle school? Here is, Oh, the Good Old Days.
The transition from elementary to high school, Oh, the Good Old Days, where stress wasn't even a thing. For some of us, this was a big step for them since they were transferring to a whole different school. When I was in middle school, I thought of high school as the movies. I thought there would be a group of people going around and picking on students. That made me nervous, and I thought that high school might be a disaster for me. Also, since we had to choose our own classes, that frightened me since I did not know what classes I wanted to take and which ones were the best fit for me. For instance, there were different classes to choose from along with level of difficulty. The level of difficulty were regulars, honors, AP, and dual credit. As a freshman, I wasn't sure which one was the hardest, nor did I know what an AP class even was. As time went on in high school, I realized how much fun middle school was. I enjoyed it so much that there was no going back to it. Now, being in high school, are you mainly on your own? No one is there to push you or help you? Are you responsible for so much compared to elementary school? And do you decide what you want to do, whether or not move forward into going to college or working? I will now be interviewing Fahad Sahadoun, who is currently a freshman in high school.
I was pressured in the past, but I felt like I rethought everything and I knew what was wrong, and like the choices that I would make would affect me in the future, basically. So I ended up not doing it, and I chose like the correct choice, basically. I think I was more comfortable in middle school because, it was really close to like the elementary year, and my sixth grade year was like I knew everyone and I met a lot of people. But when I went to high school, like a lot of those people moved away. As my first year as being a freshman, I think I like high school way better because you get to do like more stuff, and as more you grow up, you get more opportunities. Like senior year or junior, you start driving and stuff like that. You get a job. I think it is stressful because it's way more challenging than middle school, in my opinion, because there's way more classes. Teachers are not that they don't accept late work. And there's like AP classes you take, stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's stressful.
And they try to push you to do assignments so that you're ready for college.
Yeah, yeah. And you stay up really late to like finish your assignments, and you get like lack of sleep. You don't sleep that well.
Fahad talks about how he was pressured in the past into doing things that he knew was wrong, but many students don't realize and don't choose to do the right thing. According to ParentMap, 90% of teens admit to being influenced or pressured by peers. He also seems to be more comfortable in middle school because he knew more people. He mentions that as he got to high school, many people that he knew moved away. According to the Teen Mag, a study led by Amy C. Hartle of Florida Atlantic University tracked 410 7th graders and determined that only 1% of the friendships formed in 7th grade were still intact by 12th grade. Fahad tells us that he likes high school over middle school just because you are open to more opportunities and get to learn important things like driving. Furthermore, he says that high school is more challenging than middle school just because you have more assignments that are given to you and along with that, harder classes. Now, introducing Ronaldo Maddie, who is a senior at high school.
Yes, I was pressured and doing a lot of things, a lot of bad things in this evil world, but I did not do it. I stayed true to myself. I like how middle school you can mess around and get away with it, but in high school it's no joke, man. You can't do nothing bad. I mean, stressful. It could be stressful. It depends how you look at it, you know. You got to get on top of your stuff, but if you don't, you know, it's going to be very stressful. In high school, man, very, very different, you know, responsible, staying true to yourself, you know, not messing around and stuff.
Ronaldo talks about how he was also pressured into doing a lot of bad things, but still made the right choice of not doing the things he was pressured into. He also lets us know that high school was way better for him compared to middle school. He tells us that in middle school, you can do lots of things that you would typically get in trouble for in high school, but in middle school, you can get away with it easily. Finally, he mentions how high school can be stressful if you don't put in the effort and work. According to American Psychological Association, many teens also report feeling overwhelmed and depressed or sad as a result of stress. Now introducing Andrew Canali, who has been a high school counselor for about 14 years at Von Steuben High School.
In high school, compared to middle school, I think students are getting less sleep because there is more work. I also feel that students are obviously older and feel that they should be able to stay up later and use that to leverage against their parents. And so more time is spent awake, not only doing schoolwork, but also, you know, engaging in other activities, whether it be watching TV or in this day and age, maybe more time spent on devices, video games, or the internet, you know, social media. So I think it's a product of both the technology and a student's age, as well as the rigor and the amount of homework a student is assigned. Well, sadly, I think more students are coming in addicted to devices. I'm going to have a high schooler myself next year, and even though I limit him pretty strongly on his device usage, I also think he's addicted. And, you know, the reason is those devices are designed to be addictive. And you know, you do any research on, you know, the people that create apps and devices, that is their goal, that's their job. And I think that I see less interpersonal communication happening between students. For instance, when I go up to the lunchroom and if I'm looking for a student, I am sort of horrified that I look around the lunchroom and there'll be 20 kids at a table, but no one is talking to each other. They're all staring at their devices. And it obviously has me worried. You know, so it's something that I see getting worse and worse from year to year. And you know, like you mentioned, you know, with, as far as sleep habits, it does kind of boil over into that because, you know, not knowing when to say when and cut the cord and go to bed because you want to be on that device. I think students are definitely getting less sleep, which means they're less prepared for school, which means they do, you know, poorly in school. And so it's kind of like a vicious cycle. And I sadly see it getting worse and worse each year with freshmen.
Andrew talks about how students are getting less sleep in high school compared to middle school because of more work or other activities like watching TV or using their devices. According to the New Mag, additionally, according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, teens need between 8 and 10 hours of sleep, yet research shows that up to 73% of high school students don't get a healthy amount of sleep. Furthermore, Andrew says that he has a son who is going to high school next year and claims that he is addicted, just like the other students. According to Dr. John, 77% of parents say their teens get distracted by their devices and don't pay attention when they're together. In addition, he says that whenever he's looking for a student in the lunchroom, mostly everyone is on their phones no matter how much students are at the table. According to University of the People, although cell phones also have opened the door to be able to communicate in different ways, such as text message, social media messaging, photos, etc., they have also hurt live interactions because people are constantly on their phones or checking them, which detracts them from the present moment. They also may enable antisocial behaviors because people get buried in their phones. Overall, it seems like more people prefer high school over middle school because they get to learn more things, meet new people, and have more opportunities given to them.
According to Daisy Rogozansky, ultimately, however, it's an exciting time that offers new, fun opportunities and experiences. Personally, I enjoyed going to middle school, but I can't forget that high school taught me many important things.
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mild Sauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.